Chapter 12, Not a Date. How did she think this would work for me? I wondered as I evaluated the clothes Raven had provided, which still lay untouched on the bed. Along with the dress, matching clutch, and bustier, she left a note advising me that my blue dress was average, but probably too short for formal wear. She also let me know that these things were on loan and to be very careful or I'd be sorry. Coming from her, the threat wasn't one to completely laugh off. If it didn't fit, I was to call her. The dress was beautiful, but I hadn't had a need for a strapless bustier since the holiday ball in high school. At least the note allowed me to wear my own shoes. She told me the dress was floor length, and thankfully, nobody would notice them. After a lot of procrastination, I called Bounce. "Can you come over? If you're in the middle of something, I understand, but I might need some help." "Is this about the dress?" It was the milder one of the ones she asked me to choose from. "You look amazing in it. I'll be over in 20. She hung up and I immediately felt better. She was someone to tell me if I looked ridiculous and who might spill the beans as to where I was being taken. Considering Ari's reaction to me walking down a path full of people in broad daylight, I doubted he would take me anywhere scary. He'd assured my safety, but that was beginning to mean nothing to me from these people. Whatever it was, this was something special enough to require a full-length gown, so I was anxious to find out. I wished Bounce or Finn could be going with me. Just as I thought his name, my phone rang, startling me. "Evelyn, I just wanted to make sure you're okay. Brinks told me a girl mugged you, but Ari miraculously appeared. It seems I shouldn't let you out of my sight." He had a breezy tone on the phone, more so than last night. I wondered if he was still upset about me not remembering the kiss. I knew he logically couldn't blame me, but logic is little comfort to bruised feelings. "Yes, Ari knew them, but I'm sure you know that. And you have my new phone number, so good. Bounce is coming over to help me get ready for tonight." I didn't have much else to add to the conversation since he already knew it all. We might eventually need to discuss the kiss, but it felt like something he would need to bring up first. "Tonight? What's happening tonight?" He generally didn't know. I could tell from the sudden seriousness of his tone. "I figured Brinks would have told you. Ari is taking me somewhere that requires formal wear and a British passport. Any ideas?" After a long pause, he said, "No. Evie promised me you'll be careful." "Yes, but why? What's wrong?" "Nothing. It's just odd he never mentioned it today. I'll call you later." With that, he was gone. Finn has succeeded in making me even more nervous. If he, the one who downplayed any danger, was now the one telling me to be careful, that was not a good sign. Bounce arrived and I began to calm down. She claimed that she and Raven didn't know where he was taking me either, but when he'd called looking for me, he'd requested they find me a formal gown for a gala event. That didn't sound particularly frightening to any of us, so I tried to think of it as a movie premiere. I also told Bounce about Finn's reaction just to make doubly sure there wasn't a danger we hadn't considered. "Finn and Ari are having a difficult time communicating. Don't worry about it. That's their problem right now. Of course, if they don't resolve it before our next job, it'll be everyone's problem." Bounce explained as she decided between my two perfumes which one she liked best. She held the dress up to herself while I stuffed the bra cutlets she brought me into the bustier, a last-minute addition from Raven which she assured I did not have to return. After gently stepping into it and opening my eyes one at a time, the dress was fantastic. A soft white gold satin that coated the body, coming to a very slight flare below the knees. The satin stopped just above the breast where sheer chocolate-brown folds of chiffon lined the edge. The shimmering satin and chiffon made up the off-the-shoulder sleeves that fell to the elbow, not puffy, but flowing and gathered at the arm. They made the gown more romantic, almost medieval in style. The colors brought out the golden hues in my eyes and hair. Maybe it was just because it was Raven's dress, but I felt like I was more than ordinarily pretty as I looked in the mirror. "You look stunning. I didn't have a dress that would fit you, but I do have these." Bounce took out a case holding a graceful necklace of smoky quartz with small diamonds and matching earrings, all suspended by thin gold chains. "Bounce, it's beautiful." I scrunched down to let her clasp it on me from behind. It's perfect. Lose it and you die. Again. She responded playfully, smoothing the necklace flat against my shoulders. I did wish for a moment that Finn was there to see me. I knew it was something that wasn't smart to encourage. But it was more fun dressing up for someone, and he was who I pictured. The thought of him in a tuxedo kept me smiling as I finished straightening my hair. Soon it was time to go. Here's the clutch. It's got your room key and new passport in it, Miss Sky. Bounce handed it to me as we made our way to the elevators. How did I choose the last name Sky, anyway? I'm not sure. Brinks probably just made it up. She shrugged her shoulders and pressed the button for the lobby. How uninteresting. I'll need to think of a better one for the next job. Just as I said it, I realized my mistake. Bounce spun round and looked at me with undisguised joy on her face. Seriously, are you thinking about staying with us for a while? I mean, I hoped you would, but I get it if you're just here for a few days or whatever. She was giddy at the thought of me returning fully in a life I had and abruptly left before. Bounce, I'm sorry. That was just a knee-jerk reaction. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm taking this one day at a time. Is it okay? Please don't tell anyone I said that right now. I put my hand over my heart, trying to show her how much I didn't mean to get her hopes up. Of course. One day at a time. But you said it. A part of you is already back. It'll be our secret, though. She winked at me, her smile never dimming. We arrived to the lobby, and he wasn't hard to spot. As Ari bent his tall frame to talk to the concierge, I felt a jolt of adrenaline course through me, like I always seemed to whenever he appeared. He was dressed up, but still retained his faint stubble that gave him an unkempt appearance, despite the well-fitted black tuxedo. His ebony hair was back off his face for now, longer in the front than on the sides, and brushing just above his stark white collar in the back. His sideburns were heavy as well, but neatly trimmed. Perhaps his roguish appearance was just part of his cover, like the impersonal art in the extravagant car. My impression thus far was that none of it held any interest for him. The only passionate feelings I'd seen Ari exhibit were anger and frustration. He does formal very well, Bounce said, observing me for a second and smiling her approval. She scooted off down the hall to say hello. He turned to her with a smile and then looked up at me unexpectedly. His expression changed quickly. With several pairs of eyes on me, I closed the distance between us and tried to figure out the reason for his scowl. Evelyn, good evening. Bounce, thank you for the help. Shall we? He's extended his arm for me in an absent-minded way and bid Bounce farewell. His sleek black car was parked just in front of the hotel and the valet held the door for me. Moment of truth. Sliding into a low sports car in a tight dress. Mission accomplished. Ari shook hands with the valet and opened his own door, stepping in effortlessly behind the wheel. Are you ready? He looked over at me as he fastened his belt and ignited the engine. I would be more ready if I knew where we were going. It's hard to dress for an unknown destination. I hope we got it right. It wasn't technically fishing for a compliment. It was just that he almost looked unhappy when he saw me, and that can pierce the heart of any woman. We don't have far to go. You'll know soon enough. He pulled out on the Albemarle and rocketed toward the unknown. Fine, he was not a flatterer. I reminded myself that despite appearances, this wasn't a date. I thought about Finn and what his concern may have meant on the phone. I hoped everything between us was okay. I tried not to think about the unforgettable kiss, but the aftermath of it was concerning me. I couldn't ignore how warm and engaging Finn was, made even more evident, surrounded by the cold, hard black of the car and Ari's frosty demeanor.